Father God, again, we thank you for this privilege of being here today and being able to praise you and also to be encouraged or challenged by you. And we thank you for your word and for the message it has been communicating to us. I pray your blessing upon the Sunday school program, upon the teachers and the children in that program. And I pray now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. I pray this for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now you may recall, if you have been following along in this series, that through Haggai, we have been called to pursue proper priorities, which are God's priorities in our personal lives and in our church family life. We have been called to get to work. That is to be active in rebuilding the temple, or in our contemporary times, doing ministry, or becoming a better person, or caring for others, or doing any number of things that would bring honor and glory to God. We've been reminded that pursuing God's will is not all, and that we will. But nevertheless, we are to have a fearful courage. We are because He is always with us. And because He is always with us, we attempting to serve God. I also trust that you have come to believe that the best in your personal life and the best in our church family life is not in the past, but it's still to be experienced. Now Haggai is going to conclude his message with a call for positive perspective, reminding the Israelites and really reminding you before we get to that final message from Haggai, right in the middle. And he warns us against a tendency to misinterpret our own righteous. Now he does this by addressing the matters of holiness and defilement. And so we pick up in Haggai chapter 2 at verse 10. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the priests answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person healed by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priests replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so declares the Lord, what careful thought to this from this day on. Consider how things were before one stone was laid on another in the Lord's temple. When anyone measures, there were only 10. When anyone that to draw 50 measures, there were only 20. I struck all the work of your hands with blight, mildew, and hail. Turn to me, declares the Lord. From this day on, from this 24th day of the 9th month, give careful thought to the day when the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid. Give careful thought. Is there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. From this day on, I will bless you. In verses 10 to 14, the Lord raises a question about hope and is highly contagious. Now, consecrated meat was meat that had been set aside for sacrifice in the temple. The sacrifice was an integral part of the point being made is that if someone is sacred or holy behavior or has contact with something sacred, that sacredness is not communicated or transferred to anything else. The basic point is, on the other hand, if someone touches something that is defiled or unholy, he becomes defiled, and everything else that he touches becomes defiled. The point is, defilement is highly contagious. And it is and does. Now, further to the point is that if you are defiled, a little bit of holiness will defilement. Now, I can illustrate this with a true event to help us understand the point being made. There is this historical event called the Great Molasses Flood. It occurred in 1915. On that particular day, and people, 21 people were killed. Now, this enormous tank, it was 50 feet high and 240 feet around, and it had been poorly designed, poorly constructed. Now, the poor design soon became very obvious because the tank kept on leaking. However, the only thing that the company officials did was paint the tank. And they repainted the tank with the same color as molasses to hide the leaks. But sadly and tragically, a little bit of paint could not conceal or prevent a serious problem, and it was only collapse. Now, the point that God is making through Haggai is that a little bit church family. Haggai wants us to understand, as he wanted the Israelites to understand, that you can carry And God says, what if defiled? People, whatever you want, not for anything good. Why? Temple, which should all people, and just of holy or spiritual behavior. Now, if Haggai were speaking to us today, what might he say? He might say that disobedience to the holiness does not come easily. You know, he might say to us today, he might say, you know, his will. Disobedience defiles and defiles dramatically. Righteous or holy. What is necessary? Obedience. What is necessary is this is one of Haggai's favorite phrases. In chapter 1, verse 7, he says, "Give careful to and begin to obey." And the people respond. Temple. Haggai continues in chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. For their disobedience, God struck the work of their hands. Basically, he says, remember the sad days before. Now that the people have begun to obey, now that they are pursuing God's priority in the temple, Haggai is encouraging them to keep living in obedience. Don't let your obedience wane. Now, three times in this section, Haggai says, give careful thought. Basically, he's asking the people the dots to clear. At this point, I want to reference the passage of scripture we already saw this morning from 1 Samuel chapter 15. Samuel said, verse 17, "Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission, saying, 'Go and completely destroy those wicked people.'" Verse 19, "Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil?" Why? He brought back a prisoner as a trophy. It's not my fault, it's the soldiers. They took the sheep. And Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of the ram." Saul, given a clear command, and purposely chose not to obey that command, and he and the people tried to cover up their disobedience by bringing sacrifices to the place of worship. Disobedience to God cannot be concealed or nullified by religious behavior, because to obey is better than sacrifice. Obedience is paramount. Further, now, during this series of talks, I've actually not made much comment on the fact that Haggai is very careful to date all of his messages. If you go back and read the book again, you will see this. There is a very clear messages to the Israelites. Verse 10, date the message as given in our calendar as December 18th. Okay? That's the date in our calendar. On December 18. Now, on December. I mentioned the date of December 18th. Why so significant? Remember. The people are. You see the It's only December 18th. Olives! December 18th. Now, possibly. There are imagine many of the Israelites thinking, now that we are thank you. I don't know, maybe more quail to fall from the heavens to tide them over until the next harvest was ripe. A need for proof, however, is not at the heart of faith. Remember again how the writer to the Hebrews put it. Chapter 11 begins by saying, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Oh! And God says, Isaiah 40, though And God says, from this day on, I will bless you. It's that simple. God is not a man that he can lie. The Israelites were called. And if we're true, we can say, maybe not all, but we how costly. Even if it is timber, and there I will helping him. I will simply obey him in faith. I will not defile myself. I will oh. produces a harvest of blessing. We need to ask ourselves if we are responding to God's will with obedient faith. Or do we have to stop some of these religious pretenses and practices, ask for forgiveness, and recommit ourselves to obedience? If you and I will keep responding to the call for obedient faith, then from this day on, from the 31st day of the third month, God will bless you. In His way and in His time, He will bless you. He does not lie. And this is the promise that He gives to all who will live in obedient faith. Let's make sure we're doing that. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this message delivered through Haggai. Thank you for this tremendous promise to be with us and to bless us as we live in obedience to you and as we live with faith, with complete trust in you. Forgive us for those actions, those thoughts which are sinful and have defiled us. Restore us to righteousness again. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to live day by day in obedience to you. This I pray for myself, for each person here, for all of us together as a church family. This I pray for your honor and your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and give God glory. Praise God. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Remember again that next Sunday we gather at 10:30 and not at 9:30 unless you're coming to pray. And hopefully you will be able to do that and come and pray. Off in the side room there are some refreshments, so please enjoy that before you continue on with your day.